Robert Mitchum.
Scissors, Mrs. Green, and Mr. Woods. Medium, Leslie Trent.
Thank you very much.
Hello,
thank you.
Hello,
friend.
Hello.
Very well, thank you.
Who that is? Very nice.
Yes?
Yes? I am very happy. Come here to talk with you.
Huh? Oh, thank you very much.
I have many times been here. I have seen you here. You know, different places. No, times.
Oh, yes.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Mr. Woods. Madame Gui.
Yes.
Are you going to talk today, sir? Talk? Yes. I am talking. At least I hope you can hear.
Yes.
Because this is completely difficult. For me no good. Not so good at this. My name is Giuseppe. I have been here good while now. You know, I was here many years, a long time ago. I was a priest.
Okay.
Yes, I cintura, a priest. I do many bigger pitches. For the church, you say church.
Yeah.
You know, I painted a good painting. I was many years in France, a forest, as you say. I painted pictures, you know. Many people come, many places, many masks, all the world, you know. Now you see my pictures, no?
Yeah.
And in my own time, no one. Well, some people say yes, of course, they're good, and like for me very much my pictures, nice men. A little money, but not very much money. No, my pictures, they buy you a bonus. You are not a thief.
No.
But you are very interested at this picture. I have many friends here, many amigos, many friends here. You are this, I have baptized many people, you know, Michel, Angelou, all my friends. Here we have great, precious, where the fishes are view. You can see, you know. I still like to paint pictures, and I search for good artists of your size. I'd like, you know, I like for me to be able to help to on your side to artists to help to make it free.
Did you know anything about this
church
when you saw
your father? Oh, no. I think not so. Possibly, no. Nobody, very few people, have anything to do with these things, because it was considered very weak, very bad. You should tell you that too. And no. I was a good Catholic. In those days, Catholic is there. It was not. Everyone must go to church. Everyone must be good Catholic. Very few people do anything apart from the church. Looks like perhaps it, now I see a little difference. And this very sensible one must be careful. All kinds of people, one can communicate with sometimes not very good people, they lose, they feel close. No good, you know, you have to be sure. It's a good thing, but you must be sure that the people who come and communicate with you are good people. The church does not like people to have anything to do with this, because the dangers are many. It's so easy to get bad people, the souls who are not very advanced on earth. They were not good people, and they are as fond as you call it. But you are sensible at the discount that a lot of people who is not very good for them, they must be careful. Oh, I used to do a lot of things when I was on your side, but mostly I used to hide, you know, but mostly scripture, religioso, you know, painting. Now I see I got help. I got inspired. I have so scared me from this side to help me with my painting when I was on this side. It's a long time ago.
What were your reactions when you after the
Well, I was not a bad man, but I was not a very good man. Like most artists, we have one to go to church, it is expected of you, and one of life is not. When you are an artist, it is quite totally different than there. I was not a bad man. When I come here, it was also different. So, I don't know how to think. You know, I come here and everything seems so natural. I see everything so like a trees, flowers, get busy, architecture. Magnificent architecture. Many of my friends have known, and many people I don't know. You know, oh, welcome me, that is like many people gather, you know. And that makes me very happy. And I think this is not good for me. You know, I'm not so good that has so much happiness for me. It's nothing amazing, you know. I think, oh, this is wonderful. And everything's so real, so modest. And I meet many happy friends that they take me to the house. And they show me beautiful rooms. Shambles, everything beautiful, lovely, as you said. And I'm very content. I meet my mama, my papa, people, relations, as you say, family, lots of the people make me very happy. And then I can continue inspiring the tradition. I can teach people. Give them lessons, give them encouragement, that I have beautiful material to work with, beautiful palette and colors, many colors I have not visual before seen. And get canvas and we decorate, how you say, the temples, as you would call them, the churches, but not churches, quite the family. Everyone here seems very different, very happy. No one is sad. And the old ideas, not the same, you know, the church, not the same, the streets, different, they talk different and are different, not so difficult as used to be. Oh, in the old days, the church was very strong, and it was not good to do this, but you must not do that, you know, and too difficult to live if you wanted to be happy. If you were the member of the church and you followed the church, so, most people follow the church with their list, but it will be very different in other ways. And here we live happy. No narrow, stupid. Those to be the things now. Oh, this one altogether. Natural, everyone beautiful, happy. All kinds of people looking big, long. No horsemen, no long beasts, no bad aches in the back. Oh, everything good. Beautiful life. But many people around here not so happy. They hold fast to us, even now. Sometimes been here a long time, he stay, but still clinging to us and can't get their minds to different aspects of the things they are fun. But they're not bad, but they're good people, and they're very unadvanced and believe in them. That's why when you go for this, you have to be careful. Sometimes mysterious fears can interfere. You must always make sure, giving from yourself, you know, aspiration. So you lift up the condition and the vision, so that you get a good source to come to a peace and educate you. How you need educating? Who they are? It's full of fools.
You said you're still
not priests
on your side. I mean,
can't you
get...
Oh, sure, but that's different. They're not priests like you call priests. Huh? Mm-hmm. They're priests to people who have always been interested in philosophy and spiritual ideas, but who have advanced. They don't preach the old and narrow things, not the... I mean, they preach the teachings of the Christians, the Christ, but in a different way, not so bad, no. I mean, we all understand now, it's much different. We all live in a happy community, and we don't have churches in the same way that you have them. We don't have preaching, and we don't have people who talk if you are children exactly, although in a way we are children possibly, but it is different. It is a loving gratitude if we are all better together. It should be, no one wants to be a dictator. Everyone is, although on different levels of aspiration, everyone is, together in spiritual thought, on different levels, but all aspiration, all, everything he is working towards good, and much better conception, understanding of the will of the divine plan, the great cosmic force of love, which is the dominating at all. We have a different look. We have beautiful buildings, and I use this expression, the church, but that's not church in the old way. It is beautiful, full of love and light, and full of beauty and harmony, which has been created by the souls who are worshipped, who gather together, and the artists who create the beauty and the architecture, the construction. When you have great souls, like the great artists, like Angelou, Nishi, the big mamas, there's many wonderful people. Here there is love, here there is the full love of all brotherhoods. There is no hatred, no malice, no disrespect, no, you know, it is perfect. There is room. Change always must be a factor in ourselves, which is good. Because all the time we express beauty, we express love, we express the things which are of God, you know. Art is very beautiful, we don't even need to.
What do you think he consists of? Is that not sort of. I don't
know how to ask
that question, but.
You mean the subject?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we depend the history of mankind. In all the different places and conditions of life, and different nationalities and peoples, so that they are essentially a record of man's evolution and development. And also it is good because people can see in this, as we create, their own follies sometimes, their own mistakes, and they can learn from these.
Are the pictures very large? Are they large pictures or small pictures to paint?
Some are large and some are supposed to be. Some are very large and pieces of Urana across the whole moon. There may be area of the picture, the subject, which is important, so that particular building and the people in consequence who inhabit it or visit it. Everything here is for the purpose. Everything is done with this intention of necessary. And also there are reproductions. We can recreate our own after pictures and perfect them where we were not asked to appear by them. Oh, everything that is of real value, artistically and spiritually, is reproduced here. A good artist can reproduce his happy work, but this is usually much more impressive and anxious to new deliverance. And don't necessarily bother too much about
it. Can you impress the king? He thought his picture in his mind, hasn't he, can he impress his thoughts on the canvas without perhaps using brush or anything like that? And I thought capable of that.
There is possible that, although that does happen here and there, on certain seats, in the evolution and development of one's artistic integrity or artistic ability or sincerity of spirit in what one is doing, it would not be good for one to be able to do that too soon. I think that is something that one must aim for and work for. The transmission of one's artistic ability must have its flow in a natural way, and it would not be too good if that were possible too easily too soon. No, I think it is necessary. We must use materials to create these things and strength to achieve. And don't forget that it would not be good for us to be able to do these things too easily. One must have a sense of satisfaction of having achieved something. That is that we do make effort and we do create and we do have this fun when we learn from these things too. That in the higher spheres it is possible for an artist to create purely by thought, and it is possible who are on the same foundation or on the same understanding with the soul who has created, they can see or visualize these things from the artist's mind. That you have to be very highly evolved and developed. And I don't think that many people have reached that stage yet, you know. What I mean by that is that the average person come over here, first of all, he doesn't have that as the condition of life at all. Everything is effort. A man does not suddenly think of a beautiful heart and then find that he's there waiting for him. No, he has got to make efforts. He's got to be made aware that he cannot just have something because he wants it. It's got to be earned. It's got to be made possible by efforts. So these things one must learn from. One must achieve these things by effort of oneself. Must not think, as some people now think, that this world is all very simple, very sort of an imitation of the earth in the sense that it is already waiting for you, and all you have to do is just enter it and sit down, as it were, and talk, become part of it. You have to earn your life and your place, and you have to realize that it's a real world, just as real as yours is. In fact, most of all, that it is a world in which you will have opportunity to progress and to make effort to achieve certain things, of course. That decision is just made easy for you. That would not be any use. One must all the time be striving, working, making efforts in various lives, you know, to get towards this evolution. This is a world of internal progression. No something that is ready for you, just waiting for you. To itself, it is there, of course it is there, waiting for you to understand that you've got to be discerning of age. You've got to be able to lift yourself from one sphere or one condition of thought to another. So gradually you evolve by effort and by even by making mistakes. You mustn't think that everyone here is doing everything beautifully and everything is exactly as you want it and everything is just as you wish it. In a sense, it is so. But only so when you yourself have made it possible for yourself. That is why there are different people, different stuff, of being, on different levels of consciousness. They're all on different wavelengths, as you say. You know, it is the gradual process of evolution. And what is common to one may not be common to another. It is how you have worked and achieved and what effort you have made and what you are in yourself and your aspiration and how good your striving may be and effort is made. So that you can enter into a new condition of thought and therefore you become more and more evolved in consequence and more able to enter into a new condition of life and everything becomes more real and more visual to you. There are many things that are hidden from many people. They are there, but they know them. This is very children. They're not ready to register them or become part of them. Everything is according to the individual. That is why they say that some people bring the violence upon, as you would say, who are near the earth and think as earthly people and enter into earthly thoughts and conditions of life and enter into your personal life if you allow them to. And sometimes that is very bad because although there are mediums, as you call them, who seem to be on the surface very good mediums, and they seem to be able to produce what you call good things, you know, they're useless because they're only working on an earthly vibration. And whatever they may give you, though it may seem at the time to be very impressive, it's of no real value to you. They give you material things which are in themselves of no real consequence or value, and in consequence, if you allow this to continue in contact with mediums on the low level of earthly thought, so you will have these low level earthly communications, and they will not be of any help to you inspirationally and spiritually. That is why medium must lift himself onto a high level of the planet. And those who sit with him or have anything to do with him, their mouth either must be good, must be sweet, good and vibrational love and the vibrational and wisdom and intent and purpose of his end must be special. Otherwise it is useless. You know, there are many people, many, many people have been to many places, and I meet them, and I think, this is not so good. It's useful that sometimes people who come, this is all they want. They just want to be told something very materialistic about themselves and their future. This is not good. It cannot lead to anything but confusion and distress. It cannot do any real good at all. And in the end, it may be very harmful. No. It is important to contact those who come from spheres, who go from us with thought and condition, who can help you to lift your spirit and your attitude of life to a higher level so that you can live more spiritually and open the doors to spiritual and creation and thought and everything so that you can be better people. And those who come from this world can use you to uplift others and give them the tools. So that they can see truth, know truth, and live with truth, and be our truth. Oh, many people, unfortunately, who make us very unhappy because they are quite content to just have the material things from the spirit. And they're not really from the spirit in the real sense. They are from lower energies who are out fun, and they can only just deceive you and be mischievous and tell you little things that which may make you feel very pleased for the moment. But not on the good vibration in their mind. That's where the church is visible. And I think this must be very careful, you know, the people coming to this, keep this in the right way, you know, in the spiritual way. Otherwise, it is no good, I don't think. I don't mind, I like to come like this, but I would not like to get mixed up with people who are not sincere in the helping, desiring to serve and to be spiritual.
Isn't the church so much for you? Trying to kill, isn't it?
Oh, I know the church has tried to make it more difficult, but you see, it is impossible.
I would say the church would be Christian anyway.
Oh, I don't know, I don't come here to argue. The church, I don't say that the church is good or bad. There are nice, good people, sincere people, Sometimes they treat things which look tolerated as one would wish, but one must feel that the church is sincere.
Did you paint the painting Paris? Was it Paris with your paintings?
No, in Italy.
Oh, in Italy.
Long time ago.
Oh, long time ago.
Before you were born, monsieur.
Where did you live in Italy, isn't it?
There was in Siena and in Forza. In Siena, Firenze.
Yeah.
And I've lost my time spent in Firenze. Florence, as you said,
oh, yeah.
And in Siena.
Oh, yeah.
And I've also been to other places in Texas. I know it's been longer, but many Americans. I don't think that. Yeah. And still, if I don't think, I think you should not continue the good work. Yes.
Sure.
But don't leak. It's like the artist is palette, many colors are necessary, and you have to have the shadows. I know that with human beings you must have all, of course, that is good. But sometimes it is very good that you should keep your colors clear and strong. Don't get them murky and dirty.
Does that mix up all shadows?
Not too much. Try to help the shadows, that is good.
Yeah.
But don't think I don't understand. I think the church made many mistakes. I know the church made many mistakes. I know the church do many wicked bad things. This I know. But this is very important. In this thing you must try to raise this level very high so the good souls can come to you and can give you great things and become good for all people. It's nice to speak to nice people like you. You are very intelligent. Very good people you are. Very intelligent people and you are very good people. And though you not go to church, that's not because you're bad. That's because you think that I know how you think. Church can offer you nothing. Well, maybe. Many bad people, many stupid people, stupid people in church, I know. There are many priests, not genuine priests, not good priests, many bad priests. Many things that they not make good sense.
That's true.
I know. But it's good to keep on spiritual level. For that is the best way. You'll be much happier that way. And you get good, nice people helping you, And you'll be very happy people because you do good work and help the shadows, the peoples in the shadows, I love you. For me, it is great happiness to come to you. I love you. I can help you,
Thank you.
Anyway, I must go. Goodbye.
Goodbye.